T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 9 o'clock hour on a Wednesday. That is our opportunity to talk to one of our favorite people in sports from the Philadelphia Phillies, Mr. Pete McCann, who's on the line now from the West Coast. How you doing, Pete?
Pretty good. Good morning.
Pete, do you ever sleep?
Not this year.
Not this year, right? Oh, I guess, yeah. I know it has been a very bumpy ride, but I got to tell you something. We're seeing some kids now, Pete, that are getting us kind of excited. And Hoskins hit his third home run last night. Another blast. Tell us what you're seeing from that young man.
Well, you know, his first, 10 or 12 at-bats, he was obviously pressing a bit, but he gives you a good quality at-bat, and he looks like he's in total control up there. One thing about him is that he's very confident, and he knows he's going to hit, and it's a good feeling, and he kind of exudes that feeling, and it rubs off on people.
Pete, I was watching him. What is he, like 0 for 10 or so before he got his first hit? He even looked good making outs. I mean, he just looks like a hitter. He looks like a power guy. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, for the most part, he doesn't get himself out. He doesn't normally expand the strike zone. He takes a lot of borderline pitches that are balls. That's very important. That's the kind of a hitter we're looking for.
Pete, there's only one thing about this that is still kind of bothering me. And it came up in the first inning of the game last night. There was a line drive, and he didn't take the right angle to it because he's brand new in left field. I don't understand why the organization didn't give him more work in the outfield, knowing that he might have to come up at a position other than first base. Can you help me understand that?
Well, early in the season, there was really no real, I guess there was no real need to do that. But, you know, don't forget, he played left field in college. I believe his freshman year in college, he played left field. The ball he misplayed last night, it was a tough play for even a seasoned outfielder. But, you know, if you're not out there long enough, those kind of mistakes are going to be, not going to be made necessarily, but they're not the easiest chances to make. So he looks pretty solid out there as far as I'm concerned. You know, he took a bad route on that, and even seasoned outfielders take a bad route once in a while.
So could you see him be projecting as an outfielder in the future in the organization, Pete?
No, I don't think, at least in my opinion, we're not grooming him to be our left fielder. We just want to get his bat up here. This was an opportunity for him to get the bat up here and get a good number of at-bats so we have a bigger sample size to decide if he's going to be, let's say, our first baseman or left fielder, you know, depending on what other players do and how things go.
All right. How do you project him as in his prime, Peter, 30 home run, 100 RBI type guy?
I would like to think so. That's the whole idea. You know, we're in this to win a World Series, and we want the best players, or at least one of the best players at each position. And if we can find that, then we're going to be competitive and have an opportunity to win the World Series.
Hey, that Alfaro home run, did it ever get more than like 15 feet off the ground, Pete? Thing, wow, is that hit hard? What are your first impressions of him?
Well, you know, one of the things is that he wasn't really hitting the ball that well in AAA. He was hitting around 240 with, you know, I think he had less than 10 home runs. And we always knew that this guy was capable of hitting for power. And we feel that he's going to become a good hitter. But he hasn't really shown that up till this point in time. He came up here and, one of the things about him is the ball makes such a sound off his bat. He's so strong. And the home run he hit yesterday was just unbelievable. You know, Matt Stairs went underneath the tunnel, and he happened to see on the TV, the broadcaster, one of the broadcasters mentioned that it was 114 miles per hour exit velocity. And oddly enough, the day before, we had been taking extra BP, and I kind of, there were five or six guys taking extra batting practice around 2 o'clock, and I kind of stopped batting practice, and I told the guys, I kind of jumped them a little, and I said, instead of hitting these high home runs, and some of them that fall short, let's see how low you can hit a line drive. Let's see a ton of low line drives. This thing. So we joked about it because this thing couldn't have been more than 15 feet off the ground.
No. It was amazing. It just kept carrying. It was incredible. But here's what I'm – all right, so then you were talking about, Pete. I think, you know, I'm old school. I'm not a big exit velocity, launch angle kind of guy. And you were having some fun with it after. And I was trying to read whether or not, you know, you're a big guy with all this, you know, newfangled statistical stuff. Do you like it, not like it? How do you feel about all these new things?
Well, you know, when I scouted for the Yankees in 08 and then in 2013, that was a big part of the program. We looked at every at different things in launch angle and exit velocity. First entered into my little world, and there were so many ways to look at the game. Those being another way. Release point and release angles and all these things that came up. But you can put all these things together, form a big equation, and come up with a better way to make a decision on a player. So this was part of my vocabulary back in 2013. It's nothing new to me, and a lot of it I like. I really like. There's almost too much information, but it's fun to look at all those different things.
Well, Pete, we have once again reached the Odubel Herrera portion of our conversation. I have no way to avoid this, Pete. I'm watching the game Sunday. You got the bases loaded, no outs. I thought they should have sent Galvis on the fly ball. I guess so did Herrera. He never looked up. I heard your explanation to it. You basically said afterwards that, you know, there's more good than bad here. But you got to be going nuts, aren't you, Pete?
Well, as I said, you know, every player's got warts. Some have more than others, and he has a few more than others. But this guy is so talented. And, I mean, he's hitting. He's closing in on 290 now. He's got a 16 or 17-game hitting streak going. He covers an enormous amount of ground in the outfield. His mistakes, they're innocent mistakes. They come from over-aggressiveness. They come from just emotion. You know, I would have a problem with it if the guy just was lazy or didn't do the type of things you want him to do. But we just got to just continue to stick with this guy and try to form him a little bit more. He needs a little more seasoning. But this guy's, he's a special athlete.
Well, do you think someday the light will go on, Pete?
I think so. You know, there's. Let's put it this way: when you evaluate players, there's things like instincts that you evaluate, and base running instincts are one of those areas that you look at. Some players are better base runners than others. You know, some are not good base runners, and there's a lot of good players that are not very good base runners. He has his moments where he's outstanding, and then he has some moments that he's not. But you know what? We got to exhaust every effort to get this guy to become a better instinctual player. And you know, for the last 6, 7, 8 weeks, he hasn't made many mistakes. He's hustled. At the beginning, it was a matter of getting him to hustle out all the time, and he's been doing that. So, we just got to exhaust every effort we have to get this guy to become a better player, just like every other player.
Pete, one last one. I'm just curious. I sense when we started that you still taking these losses hard, even though I wonder if you can be evaluated by wins and losses when they took off your team, all the veteran players. Do you think the ultimate evaluation of your job is still going to be wins and losses this season?
You know what, Angelo, I don't know how they're going to evaluate me, but I know one thing. I've managed a long time at every level, and I know what I'm doing. And if if I think it might, it boils down to some people don't like the way I handle things. Some people do. I know myself, and I've got a lot of confidence in what I'm doing.
Well, I'm rooting for you, Pete, because you're the most straight-up guy I've ever dealt with, and I've been doing this a long time. Thank you for doing this again from the West Coast. Pete, get some sleep, please.
Okay.
We'll talk to you. Pete McCannon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.